Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It is 8:15 now on this Wednesday morning, July 8th. Glad you can be with us here at WWL. We do appreciate you listening. Highs of 93 today with a 30% chance for showers. And then looking ahead to the weekend, now that we're on the downside of the week, or at least we will be after noon, a 10% chance for showers tomorrow and Friday with highs in the mid to upper 90s. And same for the weekend, maybe a 20% chance for showers then, but we'll certainly get a chance to dry up. And in terms of any chores or anything like that, man, you're definitely going to want to get that done either early or late before it gets really, really hot. LSU football is very important to the state, not just in terms of, I guess, morale and pride, but in terms of the economic impact. And joining us now, Lauren Scott, Professor Emeritus of LSU and a president of Lawrence C. Scott & Associates, Inc. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Tommy. How are you?
I'm good, and it's good to talk to you. You've done studies on this before, right? So what have you found out or what have you discovered in terms of the importance, the economic importance of LSU? And I guess we're talking, Professor, specifically football here to the Louisiana economy?
For the most part, that's correct. We did a couple of studies, and among those things we did, we not only looked at the data from the athletic department, but we also did some surveys of fans when they were at games to find out, you know, how much they were spending and that sort of thing. And so if you kind of think about not having a football season, I think there are three key things to look at. And one is just the lack of fan spending. I mean, there's just a tremendous seven-game home game season. Fans will spend about $47 million in the Baton Rouge area. On things like hotel rooms, especially restaurants. I mean, the seven-game season is like Christmas time for the restaurant industry in this community. So they spend a great deal of money, and if they're not here to spend that money, for example, if they have a football season but no fans, this is going to be a big hit, especially to the Baton Rouge area because of the lack of spending on restaurants and hotels. The retail establishments here have a boom period on Saturday afternoons, so it's really tough for them. The other thing is just a hit to the athletic department budget. You know, LSU is one of the few athletic departments in the United States that actually makes money. Most of them have to be subsidized by the academic side, and with the case of LSU, it's precisely the opposite. LSU actually athletic department gives money back to the academic side, but you know they receive about probably $30 million just in football ticket sales, and then another probably $3 million in football parking fees, another probably $2.5 million on concessions, another $3.5 million on their gift shop sales. So this will be if they don't have the season at all, this is a huge hit to the athletic department because football basically subsidizes all the other athletic areas, your basketball, your baseball. Well, baseball probably covers itself now, but and certainly things like the softball team and the soccer teams and things like that, they would not exist without the extra money being made with the football side.
We're
and then,
Tommy,
let me mention a third thing that a lot of people don't
think
about.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, good. Yeah, good. Please.
Okay, one other third thing a lot of people don't think about is that there's about $1 million that during a seven-home game season that is pumped into civic organizations in Baton Rouge because they often run the concession stands. Our church, for example, had a summer camp for kids, and we ran a concession stand at the football stadium. We get 12% of the profits, 12% of the sales. And there's about $1 million that are pumped into all different kinds, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, all kinds of civic organizations when people are buying things at concession stands in the football stadium. So it is non-trivial. It is a very significant part of our economy up here.
Yeah, we'll pick it up here when we come back. A couple of things. I know you're quoted in The Advocate as saying, it's almost like I'm going to make the analogy of bowling where you're working on two strikes and that third one's important, or however, you know what I mean, in terms of scoring for bowling. And what I mean by that, Dr. Scott, is you're coming off a championship season here. So of all the times for this to happen, we'll pick it up when we come back.
Yeah.
If you have any, you can text your questions into 504-260-1870. We're talking to Lauren Scott, Professor Emeritus, LSU, and President of Lawrence E. Scott & Associates, Inc., about the impact LSU football has on the Louisiana economy. And if there's a shortened season or even no season at all, what effect is it going to have on the LSU athletic program? Again, text your questions or comments to 504-260-1870, and I will pass them along. It's 8:21. Let's look at traffic now on WWL. 8:25 and a half now on this Wednesday morning, July 8th. Tommy Tucker, WWL, thank you for being with us. We're talking to Lauren Scott, Professor Emeritus, LSU, and President of Lawrence C. Scott & Associates, about what happens if there's no LSU football this year, at least in the stands. Dr. Scott, you can tell you Professor Emeritus because it says here you quoted, can you imagine the excitement that this year would bring because of what we did last year? And I love the use of the pronoun we. Is it a bonus situation, really, of all the years to happen? This could have been huge coming off a national championship.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that from a lot of different aspects. Of course, recruiting is one thing, but the other thing is there have been some interesting economic studies done about what happens to enrollments at universities after they win the national championship. And not only do you get more students that apply at the university, but you get a better quality student, oddly enough, apply for the university. So you have that, plus just the general excitement, and when people are just excited and happy about what's going on, one of the things they do is open up their pocketbooks. So, I mean, what we were anticipating was just a really great season coming in to this coming year. A lot of anticipation, a lot of excitement about it, and now it's like the air has been let out of the balloon.
If they play before an empty stadium or in an empty Tiger Stadium, which just – I'm having a hard time even wrapping my mind around what that would look like. Is there anything to be salvaged from that at all? And if I can also piggyback on that, with the enrollment when a team wins a national championship, is that because of name recognition or somehow the student, even if they're not an athlete, they make the connection between, well, they won a national championship, there's a school, got a lot going on, a lot of positive things, positive vibes, whatever, and that's where I want to go?
Well, I think it gets back to that pronoun that we talked about before, the we word. I mean, everybody feels like they're participating in it, and it's just an exciting – you just know you're going to someplace that's exciting. It's adding an element to the whole college experience besides the education part. And in this particular case, it is just a big excitement level. The other thing that we, by the way, covered in the study that may surprise some people – some people wonder, is Coach O worth the $7 million that we're paying him right now? How can anybody be worth that amount of money? One of the things we did is we looked at the difference in the athletic department income between a season in which LSU wins, you know, only five games or so, which was the case back in the early 1990s. A lot of people like to forget that time period, versus a time period when they won at least nine games. Okay, the difference in the money coming into the athletic department is millions and millions of dollars. So if a coach can turn around a team from a 5-win team to a 9-win plus team, he's going to bring in way more than enough money to cover his salary. That's why people like Coach O and Saban and others get – did I mention an ugly word then? Saban earns so much money is because they bring in lots of money.
It's not about just winning. I mean, obviously everybody wants to win the national championship every year. You want to get to the playoffs every year. But just a successful season is going to generate a lot more money, 9 wins, than will 5, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, of course, again, football is so very important because without football, you're not going to have softball. You're not going to have soccer. You're not going to have track. All those different types of athletic events lose money, actually.
Yeah, gymnastics too, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And they got some very good programs and all that. Thank you, Doc. I appreciate your time. I hope you come back soon.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye, Tom.
Go Tigers. Lauren Scott, Professor Emeritus, LSU, President of Lawrence C. Scott & Associates, Incorporated. When we come back, we'll talk with Mike Dettelier about the actual football part of it. Right now, though, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Chris Miller.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.